Capital One is a supporter of the Wake Up and Level Up podcast, and I love that because they're doing real lasting change. They're working with nonprofit organizations and local leaders to provide educational opportunities, job training, safe and affordable housing, financial education, and promoting small business development. You can learn more at CapitalOne.com/about. It's Tuesday, and it's time for Wake Up and Level Up. I want to send a special shout out to all of you that have been posting about Wake Up and Level Up on your Instagram stories. Some of you have just been so kind in the words that you've been sharing, sending us the updates every day that you're listening to the podcast and you're getting some value from it. Some of you are listening on your commute and taking screenshots. Some of you are taking pictures alongside your cup of coffee. It just warms my heart and the team's heart so much. So keep it coming. We really, really appreciate seeing all that good stuff. So today, I want to talk to you about progress and patience. You know, I never lost faith or I never lost belief in the vision, but I always wanted things to happen sooner. How many of you, show of hands, can relate to wanting things to happen faster on your timeline? I get it. But you know what I ended up losing? I ended up losing my patience. You and I may both suffer from this or know someone who does. Look, wanting to achieve something is a great thing. Wanting to be better today than you were yesterday is a great thing. Wanting to get to the next level is a great thing. However, there is a significant difference that must be clarified when something isn't happening at the speed you wish. And here it is. Either you have given up belief or you're not being patient enough. If you haven't lost belief, if the passion still burns, if the vision is still there, then you need to keep going. But you have to allow patience to come in. For many, we confuse patience with the lack of progress. Being patient does not mean you aren't having progress. But when your mind is visualizing a specific goal and it's not happening on your timeline, patience can feel like there's no progress. You understand what I'm saying? This is why reflecting weekly on your wins is very important. We do this in our family every Sunday. You want to uncover the small wins that can go undetected, like that meeting you had last week that went well. Remember it? No, because you probably didn't think about it. Or that email that finally got a reply. Remember how excited you were when you got that answer? Or what about when you figured out a solution to a problem that you've been pondering for a while? Yeah, you did that. You did some things that were successful last week. But when we uncover the small wins that go unnoticed, we realize that we are having progress. And those realizations build up our patience threshold because we see momentum. So as you wake up today wanting to be at that next level, remember patience is necessary. Stop worrying about beating some self-imposed time deadline that's stressing you the heck out. Stop worrying about trying to get validated by someone else and what they're projecting on you about your potential. Let go of all that angst. Readjust your timelines and be okay with that. We thought our talk show was going to launch in October. At least I did. And I was really pushing hard for that to happen. But the reality was I needed to adjust and be patient. And when we ended up launching in April, it was absolutely beautiful. I mean, we ended up winning an Emmy for it. So today's lesson is that pressure and patience don't mix, but progress and patience does mix. So review your progress, increase your patience, keep fighting for what you believe in and the impact that you will make. This way, you'll really end up enjoying and appreciating the journey. And don't worry, you can relax because I'm right here with you every day as your mentor, your friend, and support group to guide you along the way. It's about to be Thanksgiving in 2 days. Do me a favor. Give some thanks to yourself for the hard work that you achieved this year. Every small bit of accomplishment should not go undetected. Now tell someone today, patience and progress mixes very well together. I'll see you here tomorrow.